worse, there are strippers and there are cutters. And every season of your life, you are going to experience either one of these persons in your life. You're either going to experience a smarter. You may be in a season where you're dealing with a hopper, a stripper, or a cutter. But I got good news. Whatever season you're in, God said don't fight because I'm going to restore everything. Because a lot of us have been fighting against something that God has already set up consequences for. In other words, you're fighting a battle that God has already won. You don't have to touch the cursors out now. But the Bible says, rather, do the antithesis. Bless those who curse you because I already set up a principle of consequence. Everybody hear me? See, you're distracted from your praise and from your purpose and from your identity because you're fighting a level of warfare that you don't have to fight. God said, I will bless you if you just stand still and watch and see the salvation. Don't you know that the Lord is going to take care of every one of your haters, every one of your critics,
show up out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. But it's okay.
And some of you
realize after the dust settled that you had some hoppers in your life. You had some people that you took care of. And when it was your turn, when it's your time to need something, they don't respond to your text. Hoppers.
Yourself. Your mama don't even recognize you. Your best friend don't even recognize you.
scripture will cause you to stop thinking that you love what they love, but really you're loving what they love.
Jesus.
Somebody shout scripture.
Jesus. Take it, Lord. Take it.
Most people lose their identity. Most people lose their identity because they connect to a stripper.
Come on now.
And they literally drain you. They drain
because
you.
We believe that we're doing stuff out of love.
But
so
you
call
love.
Stuff that's causing you to lose yourself love. Because they told us that there's no greater man that will lay down his life to die for us. But can I tell you that there was only one life that needed to be laid down? Woo. You lay down your purpose and your identity for love. That's false love.
Wow.
Whenever you lose in your identity and your purpose, that's false love. That ain't God's love. Because whenever God connects you in partnership, it's just that it will partner with your purpose. It will marry you. It will jointly fit your purpose. Anything that takes you outside of that,
Jesus, it's wrong. It ain't right.
You're connected to a stripper.
Woo. But it's okay.
And I want you to be careful because most of us have strippers in our life.
Yeah.
Strippers of our identity. Strippers of our self-worth. Yep. Strippers from our purpose. Strippers from the people, y'all. Strippers from the people that we love. Strippers are abusive.
Ooh. Yeah. Not just physically.
Yeah, not just physically, but mentally. They will turn you against your mama. Who whatever and whoever is coming in between what they want from you. Stripper will turn you against whoever to get what they want.
Okay.
Somebody shout strippers. But I want to give you good news because the Bible says the first stripper ever mentioned in the Bible was Noah's son. Noah's son Ham. The Bible says that he seen his father naked and he went to go tell people to expose him. And when he came back and brought his brothers back, the Bible says that they covered him. But when Noah recognized who exposed him, he cursed. Not Ham, but his seed. Y'all gonna get this in a minute. I'm telling you, don't retaliate on the stripper because your stripper seed will be an empty basket. The Bible says that Noah cursed him to the point and said, listen, your seed is going to cover and serve your brothers. All I'm trying to tell you is that if you leave your stripper alone and let God handle them, their seed is going to bless you and your seed. I'm trying to tell you that is a generational blessing that's about to come out of your stripper's belly. Okay, let me say it like this. Everything that your stripper gives birth to is going to be something that's going to bless you. Y'all don't know when to praise God. Because some of y'all have been stripped of some stuff and you've been wondering when you was going to get your peace back, when you was going to get your joy back, when you was going to get your money back, when you was going to get your heart back. I'm trying to tell you that God is about to get it back 7 times. That's why it had to be generational, because it had to be an overflow. Somebody shout strippers. So please, don't get it twisted. God is about to give you everything back that you lost. Can I make a quick announcement for 10 of y'all who won't receive it? Can I tell you that this is a season of no more fighting? I'm just going to watch God handle everything. I said everything that concerns me. Can I tell you that God made a promise to perfect everything? Not just some things. God made a promise to perfect everything that concerns you. Prophesy to your neighbor and tell them everything's about to get better. That's the wrong neighbor. Turn to the other neighbor and tell them everything is about to get better. Now go ahead and give God a praise if you believe it. It's not something that happens. I'm going to go to church. That's why I'm coming home. I got to go to church. That's what you're going to run into. If you're going to run into cutters. Somebody shout cutters. Cutters are troublemakers.
Yes, they are.
People who cause division, confusion. They sort of mask it as gossipers, as people who throw rocks and hide their hands, or people who turn you against people you don't even know. Cutters will always define you by your past and never see you for. You tell them something about your future, about what you're ready to give birth to, they say, no, but you did this, and you still connected to that. There's no way.
There's no way that you can get out of it.
How you God will always see you in obscurity, and never in your passion, in your purpose.
It's okay.
Somebody shout cutters. Cutters, now please understand this because it's interesting because there's one thing I noticed that happens when you cut your skin. When you cut your skin, the first thing that happens is it separates you from you. Your skin separates itself. There is a separation of you. Cutters will cause you to not know who you are. They will confuse you about who you are because they will be consistently reminding you about what you've done. See, a cutter is a person who has no filter. They'll say anything and don't care about what it does to you. Wow. Why do some people like that? They just say anything, don't care how it comes across. And cutters will never admit that they're wrong. Shield! with the Holy Spirit of promise, even in a bad season. Y'all don't know, praise God. You are still God's workmanship, created to produce good fruit. Yes, we, even in a bad season, you can still produce. Even in a bad season, slept with somebody I shouldn't have slept with, but I can still produce. Even after a bad season, put somebody out the job because they got on my nerves, you can still produce. Even in a bad season, can I tell you why? Because greater. Come on, tell somebody I can still produce. Even in a bad season. I can't, and this, please try not to lose your wings. Because I'm going to tell you something that y'all gonna go crazy. I'm going to tell you why you can produce even in a bad season. Because a bad season don't forfeit the blood. Jesus. I said a bad season. Don't forfeit the blood of Jesus. Can I tell you that you're still covered? Even in a bad season. Come on, look at the praise God. Because I announced to you, it doesn't matter what you feel like. The fact that you're still alive signifies that the blood still works. Look to a neighbor and say, neighbor, don't be conceited. The only reason that you're sitting here today is because the blood.
Jesus, take it, Lord, take it.
verse. Give me my iPad real quick. Into that verse. It says something you got to see. It says, 26 says, once again, you will have plenty.
Yes.
Once again, that means the term.
Yes.
And it says that you're going to praise the Lord who does these miracles for you. Here it is. Never again. Here's the phrase. This is a promise. This is, and I'm reading from the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta is the official constitution that guarantees your rights and privileges. Whatever God says itself, it's got to come to pass. And the Bible says that you will never be disgraced. Y'all don't know the praise God. I said, God said, you will never be disgraced. Up there, the swimmers got me once. The hoppers got me once. The cutters got me once. The strippers got me once. But they'll never get another chance. So give me again. And here it is. He said that you will know that I am God. He said, you will know that I am among you. That I am your God, and there is no other, because my people will never be disgraced. Sounds like a protection. I don't know what kind of assurance you got, but God just gave you some assurance. He said, not only am I going to restore your stuff, but I'm going to give you your mind back. I'm going to give you your identity back. Your purpose back. And when I give it back, I'm going to protect it. You will never be disgraced again. They will never be able to use you again. Because God can never lift up us. Somebody shout it with me. Come against me. Shall prosper. Neither shall any tongue that condemn me say it will work. Because God's going to condemn me. Listen. No more fighting. There's a principle of consequence in the spirit that you're a part of. God's going to cause everything that happens to you to eventually turn around and be a blessing for you. Come on, hear me. Young people, can I tell you something? It's important that you understand and make sure you got the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If we don't talk about the Holy Ghost more often, it's all I've been teaching at my church is about the Holy Ghost and how important it is to have the Holy Ghost. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you'll live an aimless life.
Yes.
Because if the Holy Ghost was anything, it's there to lead you and guide you. How would you know your identity, your purpose, if you don't have God's mind in you?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is literally God's mind. And if you want his purpose, his plan, his blessings, his tangible benefits, you got to get his mind. That's why you are serial dating, because you don't have his mind.
Wow.
The Holy Ghost gets it right the first time. I said the Holy Ghost gets it right the first time. Okay, you're going to hook up with hoppers that's going to tell you, girl, you got a date. You got to keep on dating until you find the devil is alive.
But
you
don't
until you find the devil is alive. The Bible says the Holy Ghost will lead you.
Yeah.
In other words, it's just going to connect to you. You don't chase a blessing. It comes. All right, hear me. And the blessing shall come upon you in order. When you chase stuff away. He chased you away. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost will lead you. Right away. Bible says there's warning before destruction. Before you get in too deep, the Holy Ghost is going to show you who you're dating. Who you're dealing with, a swarmer, a helper, a cutter.
Yes.
Or a stripper.
Yes.
The devil is alive.
Okay.
The trick of the enemy. And you'll find yourself. And you'll find yourself trying to find yourself through emotive responses, through the way you feel. And whatever the Holy Ghost does, it never goes by what you see. Sometimes you gotta follow blind. Y'all gonna know. But I sense this is the right direction. It don't look like it, but I sense this is the right direction. It's coming back. I love this text because not only did it say stuff was coming back, but it said the years.
Yeah.
You can get a new job, you can get more money. But you can't get time back. The only person that can give you your time back is the Creator of time. And God said, I'm going to give you the years you don't too waste. I'm going to expedite this blessing. I'm going to call you to skip the process. I'm going to help somebody. Such a man said, I'm going to call you to skip some steps. You don't think you're good enough to receive. see you anything better. You think that you've got the best thing that you're qualified for, that you're worth it. You can't see yourself in a better position, in a better place. So you hold on to stuff, even though it hurts you, you still hold on to it. Because you can't see yourself in a better place, but God said, let it go. Because I'm ready to send total restoration into every area of your life. Go ahead and give God praise. I said, every area of your life. Every area of your life. Every area of your heart. I'm about to make it better. Your money, I'm about to make it better. Your relationship, I'm about to make it better. Somebody shout everything down.
Everything.
Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you for this space, for this time, for this moment. To be healed by your presence. To be healed by your word. Thank you for giving us the strength and the boldness to receive your word and to let everything go that you didn't give us. We receive total restoration in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies. We receive it in Jesus' name. We love you and we thank you. And we praise you now because we consider it done in the name of Jesus. Somebody, one more time, release a worship. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord. The Bible says, let all of the redeemed of the Lord say, son. Come on, church. Come on, lift it higher. I am free. I am redeemed. I am delivered from the squirm, from the cup, from the hop. Come on, I am. Come on, if you believe it's coming back. Come on, lift your hands and worship. Hallelujah. 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 If you're here this afternoon and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we make the altar call right now. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to get to know him as your Lord and Savior and accept him, I want you to lift your hands at this time. Or you might say, preacher, I already know Jesus and I strayed away. I haven't been doing what I know I should be doing. And I want to rededicate my life back to the Lord. If that's you this afternoon, please lift your hand at this time. I see a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have another hand? We have another hand. We have another hand.